CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. It's been another day of legal maneuvering over President Trump's attempts to cut federal spending. Stacey Lynn reports on one case.
A federal judge says the administration hasn't fully followed his order to unfreeze federal spending. He said there's evidence that some federal grants and loans are still not going out to the recipients and ordered that the cash be released. The administration has said the pause was necessary to ensure federal spending fits with the president's agenda.
Another judge held a hearing on the legality of the administration's plans to buy out federal workers. While millions of Americans support the president's efforts, others have plenty of questions, and Jim Krasula reports it can be difficult to get answers.
So many people are calling their members of Congress. Its phone system has been jammed most days. North Carolina resident George Gates has tried calling his two U.S. senators several times.
I was not able to talk to an actual human being. Actually, the last time I called, I did not even get voicemail.
The congressional phone system that normally handles a few dozen calls per minute is straining to keep up with more than 1,500 calls per minute. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
President Trump promised to impose more tariffs today, this time on steel and other imports. CBS's Aaron Navarro on what that will mean for some American industries.
If you just look at maybe the Detroit area and Ontario, tariffs on steel there could really impact the auto industry and kind of the linked economy that those two areas have.
The ceasefire between Hamas and Israel was on very shaky ground today, with Hamas threatening to delay releasing more hostages. The BBC's Weira Davies has the latest.
Israel has responded furiously, saying that Hamas has broken its obligation to release hostages, and it has accused Hamas of basically going back on its word. It is now preparing the IDF, the Israeli military, according to the defense minister, to be fully prepared for what may come next, and that would be, of course, a resumption of the war.
It comes just as the two sides were beginning negotiations on phase two of the ceasefire deal. The Israeli team left the negotiations. Flu cases are skyrocketing. The CDC says in at least 43 states in the District of Columbia, there are high or very high levels. Dr. John LaPook urges everyone to see their physicians if you suspect you're coming down with it.
It's important to make that diagnosis, because if you make the diagnosis and you can get medication, Tamiflu or Zofluza, works best if diagnosed within the first 48 hours. So you got to stay in touch with your healthcare provider.
Flu outbreaks have caused school closures in some areas of the country. On Wall Street, the Dow finished up 167 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine was the final stop on a statewide tour for the governor today. The Acelero Learning Next Generation Now Center on Mound was where Tony Evers popped in to talk about his Year of the Kid initiative. A statement says Evers toured Head Start centers in Superior, Eau Claire, and Racine to emphasize his plan for affordable health care. At least one Racine restaurant is making changes because of the rising costs of eggs. To find out more about that story, go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. A car crashed into a tree at Noel Place and Roseland Avenue in Racine yesterday, resulting in critical injuries for the driver. Flight for Life was called. Racine police are investigating. A private ribbon-cutting ceremony was held last week to unveil Racine County's new Youth and Development Care Center in Caledonia. The new 50-bed facility is named after former county executive Jonathan Delagrave. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight with some light snow around or a little after midnight. Our low down to 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 21. Wednesday, cloudy with more snow possible and a high near 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28. WRJN.
Seasons, working my way back to you on WRJN. You know, whenever I hear the Four Seasons now, I think back to that time we were in New York City. We went to Broadway to see Jersey Boys. That's the story behind the Four Seasons. Love that. Speaking of Broadway, Lin-Manuel Miranda's groundbreaking musical Hamilton celebrates a decade on Broadway this year, marking its 10th anniversary on July 13th. It received 16 Tony nominations in 2016, the most ever for a Broadway production. It won 11 of those, including Best Musical. And you can check out the filmed version of the original cast, which premiered on Disney Plus in 2020.
Why do you build me up, build me a butter, baby, just to let me down? Let me around, and then worst of all, never thought, baby, when you see you will say hello. But I love you still, I need you,
I need you
more than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So
Build me a
heart. I'll be over at 10.
I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know. Although you want to, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
To Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
John and Kiki D on WRJN. Plan to visit Memorial Hall on March 1st and 2nd as the Racine County Eye presents the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. You can see trends in home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners, along with sustainable living experts, too. You can also see live demonstrations. It all happens Saturday, March 1st and Sunday, March 2nd from 10 till 4 each day. Tickets are $10 at the door. We're going to be there, too, with some live broadcasts, so we encourage you to stop by and say hi. If you want more information, check out the RacineCountyEye.com.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. for a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bains AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bains AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, two women got caught robbing a store in Poland. Why did they get caught? Because they were too polite. When they told the clerk what they were there for, she told them she was busy with a customer, so they offered to wait. The clerk then went in back and tripped the alarm.
Stay in my-
Ross and the Supremes on WRJN. You know, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. You know, Mike Clemens was at the Super Bowl yesterday. Again. I should ask him how many times he's been there. He's got recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting with the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekdays. And, of course, you can see the entire weekly sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine is where the tour wrapped up. Governor Tony Evers concluded his statewide tour today by visiting the Acelero Learning Next Generation Now Center in Racine. That's where he discussed his Year of the Kid initiative, which includes an investment of over $500 million to support affordable child care. Evers' tour also included stops in Superior and Eau Claire. Another Wisconsin child has died of the flu. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
It's the second influenza-associated child death here in the Badger State this winter, according to the Department of Health Services. Experts have been warning about higher flu activity this year. We recently saw the highest number of flu-related hospitalizations in a single week since January of 2018. Officials also say flu vaccination rates are lower this year.
A private ribbon-cutting ceremony was held last week to unveil Racine County's new Youth Development and Care Center. It's in Caledonia and named in memory of Jonathan Delagrave. He's the county executive who spearheaded the creation of the facility. It's got 50 beds and was built almost entirely with state funds. It'll provide detention from youth across southeastern Wisconsin. The center is said to include a trauma-informed approach to youth care and rehabilitation. At least one Racine restaurant is making changes because of the rising costs of eggs. To find out more about that story, go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight with some light snow around or a little after midnight. Our low down to 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 21. Wednesday, cloudy with more snow possible and a high near 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before. Then came
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one, Kool-Aid was originally marketed as Fruit Smack. Thing number two, the United States in World War II created a bomb that used bats that would carry small incendiary devices. Thing number three, Norway has the world's longest road tunnel, which stretches an astonishing 15 miles. And thing number four, when you get a kidney transplant, they usually leave your original kidneys in your body and put the third kidney in your pelvis. And those are four things you did not know yesterday.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Ooh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Keep me in your heart, never let us part. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be willing. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
sound. Everybody look what's going on. your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Just download the app at civicmedia.us.
Wouldn't it be nice?
When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then
to say.
Stevie Wonder on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Join us for the Don Rosen Morning Show each weekday morning between 6 and 9 a.m. Now, tomorrow morning, Don is going to be chatting with David Mack. David Mack, of course, the 4th District Alderperson for Racine. He'll be in the studio discussing relevant issues to his district and the city. That's the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning between 6 and 9 on WRJN.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson. The Green Bay woman shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history.
For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, well, Black History Month, Miss Venus is gonna dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you wanna be. That is my heart. I wanna be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.